I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now. But if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and...
Well, Mountain Home had a 5-4 lead at one point, but Harbor was able to wrap up the first quarter on a 10-0 run. They're up 14-5 to start this second period. Mountain Home will get the ball to start the quarter. Jake McGee will inbound the ball on the near sideline. He'll get into Wyatt Gilbert. We're back underway. Gilbert checked in between quarters for Reed Ellison. And now fouls. Well, now the stoppage of play, what do they call? I'm not sure. I mean, maybe it may have been some clock problems. I don't know. But we're 11 seconds into this quarter. Mount Home inbound it again. Here's Gilbert with it. Dribbling to the right side. Throws up top to McGee. Over to Proctor. Now up top to McGee. Over to Gilbert on the left side. 12 seconds left on the shot clock. Gilbert gives it to Jones in the corner. He's going to try for the three. In and out. No good. And the rebound comes to the Wildcats. Here's Alger back the other way. Dribbling on the right side. Throws it down to Tilford. He dribbles up to the top. Gives it over on the right side to Wright. Wright will give it over the left to Alger. Alger will dribble up between the circles. Mounts home in a 2-3 zone. Ball goes over to Wright on the right side. Over to Alger up top. Alger drills to the right side of the lane. Now throws up top to Tilford. Over on the left side to Mays. His three-pointer will not go. And the rebound is controlled by Mountain Home. Jake McGee will give it to Gilbert, who will bring it into the front court. Throws over to Proctor on the right side. Less than 7 minutes left to the half. Ball goes down to Tabor in the corner. He's going to try for the jumper. In and out. No good. And this time Harbor gets the rebound. Back comes Mays. Throws it over on the left side to Wright. He's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. And Mountain Home comes up with the rebound. Here's Gilbert across the timeline. 6:37 left in the first half. 14-5, Harbor on top. Ball goes to Jones up top. Over to Proctor on the left side. Over to McGee on the right. Now up top to Jones. Over to Gilbert on the left. Gilbert's going to drill down to the lane. He's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. And Tilford comes up the rebound. Back comes Harbor. Ball goes into the front court quickly to Wright. He tries to throw it down on the... low block to Livingston. The ball is knocked away, but I think our reach-in fouls will be called on Dawson Tabor. That's his first personal foul, team foul number 4 against the Mountain Home here in the first half. Mack Wright's going to check out of the game as Miles Rolfe will come back in for the Wildcats. Dawson Tabor will take a seat as he'll be replaced by Reed Ellison. 6:16 left in the first half. Inbound pass goes to Tilford on the low block. He puts up the jumper. In and out. No good. Rebounds controlled by Gilbert. Back quickly comes Mountain Home. Gilbert finds Proctor on the right side. Proctor drills to the corner. Now goes back to the wing. Throws it up top to Gilbert. Back to Proctor on the right. Now up top to Ellison. Over to Gilbert on the left. Down to Jones on the low block. Finds McGee on the right. McGee tries for the three-pointer on the wing. No good. And the rebound is controlled by the Wildcats. Here's Alger quickly back the other way. He's going to drill down to the low block, going up for the layup, off the glass and in. Aaron Alger with 7 points on the night, 16-5. Harbor's lead up to double digits, 5:35 left in the first quarter. Gilbert across the timeline for Mountain Home. Throws over McGee on the left side. Now up top to Ellison. Over to Gilbert on the right. Finds Jones on the low block. Jones looking to make a move to the basket. He gets the layup, off the glass and in. Matt Jones with 5 points this evening, 16-7, Harbor leading it, 5:12 left in the opening half. Alger throws it into the front court to Mains on the right side, back up top to Alger, who's going to try for the three-pointer, and he gets it. Aaron Alger in double figures already with 10 points, 19-7, Harbor leading it with less than 5 minutes left of the half. Gilbert into the front court. Looks like it's a half-court man right now for Harbor. Ball goes over to Proctor on the right side. Up top to Ellison. Over to Gilbert. Over to McGee now. Down to Jones on the low block. He's going to go for another layup. Off the glass, and he gets it. Matt Jones with 7 points, and now Mounts Holmes quickly going to call a timeout. We'll break with 4:39. Let's play in the first half. It is Harbor leading Mountain Home 19-9. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron in a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it, remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
Shelter Insurance just announced lower auto rates. See Agent Scott Tabor for more details.
Well, Mount Home took their first time out quickly after Matt Jones got his second straight layup. 19-9, it is Harbor leading it with 4:39 left to play in this first half. Again, they're using the 35-second shot clock. That is going to be adopted by the Arkansas Activities Association for senior high basketball, but not officially till 2022-2023 season. But it looks like the 6A West that Harbor is in is going to go ahead and go with it this year. They actually used it when a couple weeks ago at Fayetteville as well. Here is Olliger into the front, walking the ball across the timeline for the Wildcats. Looks like it's a half-court man-to-man for Mountain Home this time around. Olliger drilling at the top, throws over on the right side to Rolfe. Rolfe's going to drill down to the lane, going in for the layup. Good. Miles Rolfe with his first 2 points of the evening. 21-9, Harbor leading it. 4:15 left of the half. Gilbert into the front court. Throws it to McGee on the left side. Up top to Ellison. Over to Gilbert on the right. Back up top to Ellison. Over to McGee on the left. He fakes out his defender. Pulls up for the three-pointer. Bounces. Takes a high bounce off the rim. And it falls in. Woo! Jake McGee with his first 3 points. Back quickly comes Harbor. Here's Rolfe dribbling down into the lane. He's going to pull up for the jumper in the paint, and he gets it. Miles Rolfe with back-to-back baskets. He has 4 points. 23-11, Harbor on top with 3:43 left in the half. Gilbert throws over to Proctor on the right side. Now up top to Ellison. Over to Gilbert. Back to Ellison. Over to Proctor on the right. Proctor drills to the corner. Now it's being double-teamed. Tries to throw it to Jones. He couldn't handle the pass. And Tilford comes up with the steal. Back come the Wildcats. Here is Rolfe throwing it up top to Alder. He's going to try another three. This one bounces around and does not go. And it will be Jones getting the rebound for Mountain Home. Gilbert across the timeline for the Bombers. Throws over to Proctor on the right side. Now Proctor's going down into the lane, going in for the layup, and he gets it. Good job by Luke Proctor to find that open lane to blow by his defender and get that layup. His first 2 points of the night, 23-14. Wildcats up with less than 3 minutes left of the half. Here's Alger with it up top. Throws it over on the left side to Maines. Maines will take the screen. Now dribbles to the right elbow. Kicks it out on the wing to Rolfe. Rolfe will dribble between the circles. Now dribbles down into the lane. He's going to go in for another layup. This one will not go, and Jones gets the rebound. Back comes Mountain Home. Here's Gilbert into the front court. He's rolling down into the lane. Now kicks out to McGee in the right corner. He's going to try for the three-pointer. Good! Jake McGee with 6 points, and it's a two-possession game all of a sudden, and I believe Harbor just took the timeout. We'll take it with them. 2:25 left to play in the first half. It is Harbor leading Mountain Home 23-17. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's holiday season like no other year. You might find it tough to be of good cheer. If you feel like the Grinch of Dr. Seuss making has stolen our schnoozlers and dafflers and janking, then Farmers and Merchants Bank of Fayetteville, too, have an idea for what you can do. Touch heart to heart, but not hand to hand. Spread Christmas kindness throughout the land. Christmas time joy will always be just as long as we have we. From our banks to your families, member FDIC.
Well, Harbor had a 12-point lead at one point, but Mount Thomas come back and cut the margin to six with 2:25. Let's play in this first half, 23-17 our score. Rolfe will walk the ball into the front court for the Wildcats. Rolfe dribbling on the left side, now throws it on the right side to Alger. Back to Rolfe. Looks like a 2-3 zone this time for Mount Thomas. Back to Alger. Back to Rolfe. Down the corner goes to Wright. He's being double-teamed. Now throws it out to Alger. Down on the little block to Livingston. Oh, they're going to call, I'm sorry, to Nirenberg. They're going to call blocking foul on Taylor. I think he was trying to draw the charge. But they're going to get to Tabor for his second personal foul. That's the fifth team foul against the Bombers here in the first half. 2:03 left of the half. It is going to be Harbor inbounding on the baseline with a fresh 35 as they lead by six. It looks like they're just wiping up a little perspiration off the floor before we get started back up. Just let you know, our next broadcast will be actually 2 days from now on a Saturday afternoon. Both Mountain Home teams will be in action as they go to Cabot that afternoon. I believe we'll be on the air around 3 o'clock here on Classic Hits 101.7. Thought we were going to have the game on those games on KTLO AM, but Arkansas State's game against Incarnate Word ended up getting canceled. Apparently the Cardinals have some COVID-19 cases in their program. Nirenberg takes the inbound pass, throws over to Rolfe on the left side. Now ball goes down to Wright, to Alger in the corner. Back out on the wing to Rolfe. Now Wright has it on the right side. Down to Livingston in the corner. Now he drills to the low block. He's looking to make a move on top. Oh, right over Jones. He gets up the jumper, and he's able to sink it. Noah Livingston with his first 2 points of the night. 25-17, back to a three-possession game. Here's Gilbert throwing it over to Elson on the right side, up top to Proctor, over to Gilbert on the left. He tries an alley-oop layup to Proctor. Proctor couldn't finish, and Harbor comes up with a rebound. Here's Alger back the other way. Tries to throw it to Livingston. He loses it, but Alger's able to get it back. He throws it down in the corner to Rolfe, who tries the three, no good. Offensive rebound to Wright. He goes back up with it, and he gets fouled. He'll head to the free-throw line with 1:10 left of the half. Matt Jones picks up his first personal foul. That is the 16th foul here in the first half against Mountain Home. So Matt Wright will be at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has 3 points so far this evening. First shot is up and good. So one more free throw for Wright, and he's going to look to make it a four-possession game with this second shot. Second shot is up. No good. The offensive rebound, though, controlled by Harbor, and they'll set back up. Here's Wright with it near the top. Ball goes to Nirenberg. Now down to Livingston on the low block. He looks to make a move for a layup. Shot's blocked by Jones. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home, and it will be Harbor inbounding on the baseline with 58.7 seconds left of the half, 25 seconds left on the shot clock. Chris Matusiak's going to check back in for Mountain Home, replacing Luke Proctor. So Wright will inbound the ball underneath the basket. Gets in to Alger in the left corner. Now throws out to Rolfe on the wing. Now Rolfe will dribble it to the top. Goes down towards the low block. Now gives it to Livingston on the wing. He's going to pull up for the jumper, and he gets it. Noah Livingston with 4 points. 28-17, Harbor leading it with 40 seconds left of the half. About a 9-second difference between the shot clock and game clock right now. Gilbert dribbling just inside the half-court stripe. Down to 15 on the shot clock. 20 seconds on the game clock now. Gilbert dribbling near the top, gives it there to Jones. Now McGee has it up at the top, throws over to Gilbert on the left side. Down to 5 seconds left on the shot clock. Gilbert's going to drill toward the top, finds McGee on the right side. He's going to try for the three to beat the shot clock. He does beat the shot clock, but he can't get the shot to go. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Mountain Home. And it will be Harbor's basketball with 5.4 seconds left in the half. Luke Proctor is going to check in for Wyatt Gilbert, as Harbor will try to get one more shot off. Alger will take the inbound pass, dribble into the front court quickly. He's going down into the lane for the layup. Shot's blocked by Jones, and that's the way this first half is going to end. Our first two quarters are in the books. Our score at the break is Harbor leading Mountain Home 28-17. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
My stomach.
Don't worry, I've got you covered.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
What's that?
It's Pepto-Bismol Chews.
Pepto-Bismol's in a chew?
Yeah, they taste great and provide fast relief. And you can always have Pepto-Bismol handy.
Ooh, let me try it.
Try Pepto-Bismol Chews for fast relief.
Nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children. I'm